Welcome to Big Shakti's Light on Yoga and Meditation podcast. My name is Dr. Swami Shankardev. I'm a yoga acharya, medical doctor, psychotherapist, and Vedic astrologer. And I'm a co-creator of Big Shakti along with my partner, Jane Stevenson. This podcast is dedicated to providing you with authentic, accurate knowledge and access to a range of powerful techniques from different wisdom traditions to achieve health, enlightenment, and prosperity. We're also very interested in how to use yoga and meditation to increase both lifespan and health span, to reduce chronic illness, to improve physical and mental resilience, and to accelerate your spiritual evolution. This episode is taken from Big Shakti's Light on the Chakras and Kundalini Training Masterclass series. This masterclass is taught once every 2 years and is conducted over 9 months. It consists of 20 lessons, and you receive one lesson every 2 weeks. And after two lessons, there is a live class where you receive extra theory, practice the main meditation techniques for the course, and have an opportunity to ask questions and review your progress. In this episode, which comes out of lesson one, we discuss the concepts of yoga, meditation, tantra, and yoga tantra. So let's talk a little bit more about the word yoga and the concept of yoga, because to understand the chakras and how to engage or connect with the chakras, you first have to understand what yoga is. And the Sanskrit word yoga means connection or union. And the English word meditation also means the connection of the meditator or the awareness of the meditator with the object of meditation via an act of meditation, via an act of connection. And therefore, yoga and meditation are synonyms. One is Sanskrit, the other is English. However, they point to the same thing, conscious connection. And the aim of all systems of yoga is to consciously connect with your body, mind, and consciousness so that you're more in touch with yourself and then you can be much more in touch with life. Classical yoga or Raj Yoga, the Raj Yoga of Patanjali, is a science of consciousness, of increasing self-awareness by calming and stopping the chatter of the mind. It's a system of self-development in which your intention is to stop conceptualizing the world via mental processes and to experience your authentic self directly, your essential self. You experience the truth of who and what you are. And yoga doesn't lay down any dogma or theory of what you should experience. Rather, it provides you with techniques to expand consciousness and to discover your own truth. So it's a practical or an empirical philosophy. It's also a process of self-discovery that occurs as a result of self-awareness and self-reflection. So self-reflection is very important. You explore your own body and mind, your own personality, and your strengths and weaknesses, your abilities, and your connection to higher consciousness. The body-mind is the living laboratory, and your own conscious awareness is the tool you use for exploration. It is awareness, the light of consciousness that allows you to actually feel more of who you are. Once you can feel things, once you can experience them with your consciousness, you can develop a direct experience and knowledge, and this leads to a deep understanding and to wisdom and confidence and joy. And the techniques of yoga allow you to bring about a balance between the body and the mind. And as a result of this balance, consciousness expands automatically. They help you to re-establish a connection and a mutually satisfying relationship with life at all levels. Yogic methods exert pressure onto the body-mind in order to awaken feeling. And one yogic method is, of course, is the use of postures, asana, to put pressure on various parts of the body and to create more awareness of that part. Other techniques include the use of sound vibrations to vibrate the body and mind, and again to increase meditative awareness, for example, via mantra chanting. So these are all yoga tantra methods that are using energy to awaken consciousness, that are going into the energy of the body and balancing the energy of the body. As a result, consciousness expands. So this is yoga tantra. Another method is to use the breath to consciously increase the level of prana, the life force within the body-mind, or to direct prana to specific physical structures or mental processes. And there are many techniques that increase vital energy and prana, and again, these enable you to feel and understand what's going on within you. And this is what chakra work is all about. It's about stimulating certain parts of the body using sound vibration, the mantras or images in the mind, and then consciousness starts to develop as a result of this. It begins a process of purification and healing and strengthening and awakening. Yoga must be performed systematically over a period of time, and in the same way that it takes time to learn, for example, to play a musical instrument, it also takes you time to learn how to use your most important instrument, the body-mind. And then how to apply the changes induced by yoga into your life in a balanced way, and this takes time as well. So yoga gives you the maps and guidelines you can use to make this process safe, continuous, and joyful. And over time, you'll feel empowered through knowledge and wisdom and intuition to be self-directing on your own spiritual and yogic path. So now let's talk a bit about the word and the concept of Tantra, which is a science of self-transformation and liberation. And Tantra is a wisdom tradition and an empirical philosophy like yoga that places major emphasis on embodying knowledge and experience rather than on intellectual speculation. It is a profound system of self-transformation that teaches liberation of consciousness through the release of energy trapped within the chakras, particularly within Muladhara Chakra. Whereas the system of Raj Yoga of Patanjali, classical yoga, is a science of consciousness, Tantra is a science of energy, and it is the science of self-transformation that is most appropriate for us in this day and age. Tantra, rather than providing theory, provides techniques and methods to liberate energy in order to expand consciousness and to realize one's inherent spiritual power. Consciousness and energy are united and made available for health and mental peace and emotional resilience and for creativity and spiritual realization. Tantra is a practical, experiential science that lights the torch of self-awareness and shows us the way to self-transformation and to psychological, psychic, and spiritual growth and fulfillment. Tantra and yoga are intimately related. Many yogic techniques are used as part of tantric practice and ritual, and both yoga and tantra share the common goal of uniting individual awareness with the highest self. And this is why we've called the system of tantra that we teach yoga tantra. The word tantra is derived from the Sanskrit roots tan and tra. The root tan means extension, expansion, stretching and pulling as you pull rubber. And tra means to liberate, release, emancipate, and make free. So the expansion of consciousness via the liberation of energy. Yoga means conscious connection or union, and in this context, it refers to techniques that enable the union of consciousness and energy via the release of energy. So yoga tantra means the liberation of energy trapped in matter, in neurotic psychological patterns, that's then liberated to expand our individual consciousness, which can then perceive the more subtle realms of existence beyond the socially conditioned self, beyond the physical universe, into the invisible world. So the invisible becomes tangible to us. It becomes an experience. And so we don't have to think about it, we can feel it. We have the sense of it in our body. And of course, energy and consciousness are often trapped in tensions and old unconscious habits and patterns within the body-mind. And this is what keeps us from being able to feel the invisible world and to move beyond this smaller state of being that most of us inhabit. The state of being, you know, trapped in tension is you feel small and powerless and you're out of touch with your true self. In fact, the self is asleep and only the mind is operating. So there's no way of experiencing the authentic self. You're trapped in the conditioned self, in the false self. And so Yoga Tantra provides the maps and techniques and rituals and methods to liberate trapped energy. And this energy can then be used to power your journey back to a deep connection with your essence, with your true self. And of course, it depends on your karma. It all depends on your karma. How much you are trapped and how much you can free yourself. And knowing your karma allows you to know what you have to do in order to start to move forward, to move away from constricting patterns that have held you probably since birth. Now, Yoga Tantra rituals can be external and complex, or they can be internal and very simple. So Tantra is a rich and diverse Indian philosophical tradition. It's a profound system that teaches the liberation of the mind. You know, the mind, the thinking mind, the little mind, the sensorial mind, is expanded out into cosmic mind. It's both a philosophy and a sadhana shastra. The word sadhana means yogic or spiritual practice, and a shastra is a text that gives you the instructions on how to perform the techniques for liberation or the rituals. And it is systematic and scientific. And so it does offer a staged path. And that's what you're going to learn in this course, a staged path from the gross states into the subtle. And of course, what we're doing now are the more sort of fundamental review of basics and foundation concepts that will enrich your ability to move forward. And Tantra has always incorporated science, including mathematics and physics, the nature of light and sound, atomic theory, the relationship between space and time, astronomy, astrology, calendar and cosmology, they're all part of it, alchemy, and these are all parts of Tantra. And so Tantra provides you with a very diverse method to suit your individual needs according to your karma and your nature, which is called swabhav, and your abilities, your adhikar. So karma, the things you've inherited, the things you brought with you from past lives, which is a very important concept. It's a given that we're not living just this one material life, that we're part of an extended consciousness, an infinite existence, an immortality of self. The nature, your swabhav, who you are you intellectual, emotional? Are you very physical? Are you more into the sort of spiritual, or are you into nature, and so on? And your abilities, what strengths you brought with you? Are you, is it mathematics, or is it music, or is it dance and movement? I mean, all of these things, you have to have this self-reflection to understand who you are, your karma, your nature, and your swabhav. So Tantra is not limited to any one group or sect, and because it gives this diverse group of methods, there are many traditions that have absorbed and accepted tantric practice into their own philosophy or religion as a practical way to achieve a profound experience of the inner reality. And part of Tantra's beauty lies in its ability to offer multiple methods and approaches so that it can be incorporated into an individual's life rather than just a single method or a dogma that demands we conform to a single right way of being. And so the message for you as students is to know that you have to adjust and create your own practice program, your own sadhana that suits you according to your karma, your nature, and your abilities and what you want to achieve. And that there are multiple techniques and there are multiple approaches to the chakras, from very simple to very complex. And so part of Tantra's beauty is its ability to offer these multiple methods and approaches so that it can be incorporated into your individual life, into your life, rather than just a single method that demands that we conform. And it provides a synthesis between spirit and matter, so you can achieve your fullest spiritual and material potential. But the key is to go within, is to open up the spiritual, is to open up your inner world and to bring that with you into the outer world. And that's what enriches you. If you're trying to make the outer world the source of meaning, fulfillment, and joy, you're in trouble, because it's just matter. It doesn't have any intrinsic meaning other than what you give it or what you see or what you experience. And that's all within you. So it's the linking of the inner and the outer that's the key, and the chakras are the doorways between the inner and the outer. So it's not about renunciation or detachment or asceticism. It's rather, it's about being able to dive into life and to accept all of life, all the good, all the bad, all the social constrictions which are a part of life, but also the deeper impulses of nature that are raw and move through us, which we call the libido in this death psychology, the current of life force which carries all of the power, which is Kundalini. The libido is Kundalini and it's moving through you, and you have to be able to adapt to that as well as live in the world. So that's the key. That's not an easy thing to do. That's why it's often called the razor's edge. So it's not a withdrawal from life, but it's the fullest possible acceptance of your desires, your feelings and situations, and the ability to control your impulses, to understand how your desires, how raw nature can fit within a sublime philosophy. And it's that philosophy which transforms raw nature into something wonderful, into something, you know, that uplifts you, uplifts the world, and brings about joy and the well-being of all beings. Tantra has healed a dichotomy that exists between the physical world and the inner spiritual reality for practitioners of Tantra. These are not conflicts. And the chakras. Tantra has brought to light the theory of the psychic centers, the chakras, which are the fundamental backbone of its practice. And various tantric traditions have elaborated on the chakras and have devised visual and abstract symbols that map these centers onto your body and enable you to journey either up or down the chakras to gain either worldly experience. You go down the chakras to get worldly experience, or you go up the chakras to get spiritual experience. So you can move between all these different states, all these different worlds within you that are trapped or that are part of each chakra. So the chakras are the doorways into the universal, and they're accessed either through working directly on the chakras or via Kundalini yoga, or through the performance of various rites and rituals, through repetition of mantra. Mantra is particularly important. We'll be doing a lot of mantras in this course, particularly seed mantras, and at the same time gazing at sacred images such as yantras and mandalas and deities. So Tantra is a very practical system that aims at producing defined results. You should be able to know that you're getting somewhere. You'll feel an effect once you do these practices. It provides you with both simple and complex techniques, and most of the techniques we'll be doing in this course are relatively simple, though you're able to expand them out if you want to. And you'll be able to use the techniques to remove tensions and negative patterns and create positive patterns of joyful states of body, mind, and awakened consciousness. If you would like to know more about what we do at Big Shakti, please go to www.bigshakti.com, where you can see all of our products and offerings. And you can sign up for our free newsletter. And when you do sign up, you're entitled to a 15% discount on your first purchase. And subscribers, of course, get generous discounts on all our products from time to time, especially when we release a new course. And we do have courses for everyone, from beginners on the path to yoga teachers and sincere aspirants and psychologists and therapists and health professionals. And many of our courses are downloadable and can be done in your own time. And we also run live online training every year. All of our courses provide you with the opportunity to experience and understand the powers and mysteries of your mind and spirit. Unwind, take a break from your daily activities, and learn how to use different forms of meditation to achieve inner tranquility, happiness, fulfillment, and spiritual awakening. You will learn the keys to a healthy lifestyle, a calm, clear mind, emotional resilience, and spiritual insight.